I second it.
Okay, great. Cool. Yeah, it was a great time. I think, you know, it was unfortunate we couldn't have our picnic, but, you know, and that would have probably generated more interest from Jerry Station. But we, John, what did we make, over 1,200 cues?
Yeah, over 1,200, yeah. Yeah, it was a very busy time, actually.
Yeah.
I'll just say 1,250. I don't have the actual number here, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, big thanks to anybody that operated. Of course, big thanks to John Ioly for managing the schedule and BBQ for designing the certificate and QSL card, and also Lee's not here, but he's printed out all the certificates. So I haven't had any inquiries in probably 2 weeks. So I think, you know, all the requests have been answered. John, you did the LOTW, and I sent out all the email requests. And
yeah, we had there was a lot of response for LOTW.
So cool.
We'll probably get some stragglers.
Yeah, we will, and there might be a few dollars that come in. But I'm still getting Walter Cronkite requests from 3 or 4 years ago. So here's what I want to do. Going forward, we're going to do a little shack tour, and I'm going to try this out. I've got my iPad, and I'm going to walk outside and show you my 6-meter antenna. Today I worked SV9 on 6 meters. It was exciting.
Well, before you walk outside, Jim, I have one announcement to make.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
We have to announce the winner of the King of the Hill for this month.
I'm humbled.
No, Mel, you did not win.
Oh.
Our friend down south, Ralph, K9ZO, he trounced everybody with 1,776 cues. Now, the next closest person was K9NR, and he had 726. So Ralph was more than double the next best entry. It was really, really good. So congratulations to Ralph.
Too bad he's not here. Well, great.
Real quick, did we take a vote on the $150 thing?
We didn't. We should.
Okay, so we need to take a vote on donating $150 to the Dave Kelter Youth Group. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? That's good.
The system does actually have a way you can raise your hand.
Oh yeah.
So that's maybe a little more sure.
We can do a voice vote. If somebody wants to oppose something, then
they
should speak up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Anything else before we go on to the individual
sector?
Yes, John. Go ahead.
Make your walk around.
John, W9IOI. So can a person win King of the Hill more than once?
Once per quarter.
Once per quarter. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I noticed Ralph already has one King of the Hill certificate.
That's correct.
In a previous quarter, right?
In a previous quarter. Yeah.
Okay. So that means I got to fly down to Aruba so I can win King of the Hill.
Well, yeah, we talked about it, but it's, you know, like some guys are really active and some aren't, and you know, I think it makes it a little more level playing field. So, and the big guns will still win it at the end of the year. So, that would be the king of the mountain. So, because then it's cumulative of all of your, even though you didn't win that quarter, that those cues you made go towards the king of the mountain at the end of the year.
And all those totals are on the Metro website, too.
So, Mel, we got to get you on ready now.
Well, I was trying to get that MTTY running today, but I wasn't successful.
So, if you want to do a team viewer right after this.
Okay.
Okay, let me do the quick tour. And then I don't know if this is going to work or not. Let me turn my camera around.
Make sure you have the key. Make sure you have the keys to the house before you go out.
Well, I don't lock the door, so.
And make sure, right, make sure you put your pants on.
I can.
Hey, if Jim's not locking the door, I could just show up and help myself to dinner and work some DS.
There you go. Okay, here's my antenna support for my 160-meter inverted L. And the tree's dying, so I'm going to lose that next year. I'm going to go up the stairs here. And this was inspired by...
He doesn't have any Wi-Fi coverage outside.
St. Martin.
Hey, Jim? Jim?
Can you see it?
No, you're dropping out badly.
Yeah.
You're dropping out.
Yeah. Is it working?
No.
Okay. Did you see anything?
The stairs.
You had a coax loop.
You need better Wi-Fi outside.
He really does.
He's going to have to come inside, back inside.
Do you see that now?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Is that your outdoor toilet?
Well, no, that's the pond. Here's their, here's Laura's garden. Anyway. All right, I'll go back in.
Yeah, no, Jim, when you got up to the top of the stairs, you lost your Wi-Fi signal.
Really? Huh, that's weird. Okay. There's a KWS-1. There's the station with the flex and the expert amp. Anyway, all right. Well, we'll move on.
I guess if somebody really cares to see my thing, let me turn this virtual background to actual background.
Okay. So next, we're gonna switch over to Kurt.
Oh, W-B-9 Kurt's going
FMC. Go ahead, Kurt. What do you got?
I've got to turn this other thing on here and run out to the garage. All right. I'll try to not to make everybody dizzy. There's my wife on another meeting. Hold on. Okay. This is... I can't see what I'm doing. This is the garage, and here's my wonderful shack. And I can't hear myself right now, but this is my, let's see.
But all we're seeing is your, did you log in separately? Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I went to the other, this is Alan. My cell phone. So that
oh, you're using a Drake line? The
thing. And here's my sick antenna.
Oh, wow. Cool. Whatever that works.
Anyway, that's my shack. I have a nice straight key. So that's it. Really, really big thing.
Do you use the Drake Twins?
I have a set of Drake Twins, and this my wife bought me, this 2B. My wife bought me a couple years ago, and I have to go through it.
All the switches, because they're all very, very.
Okay. Very nice.
So, okay, I'll go back to the other one now so I can actually hear you guys.
Okay, Kurt. Well, I can't believe my Wi-Fi didn't work outside. It usually works on my phone and everything, so, well. So, I'm going to go ahead and move on, Kurt. Todd, K9IUC, do you have anything to show us? Or what's going on with you anyway? Anything to report radio-wise in the last month?
No, well, we worked the W9C, and then we worked field day. And if I pick up my pad and walk over to where my shack is, I'll break up worse than you do.
Okay.
Because my Wi-Fi doesn't work good on the other end of the basement.
Okay. So, by the way, did you get the certificate? Did you get the certificate in the mail?
Yes, I did. Both my son and I got the certificate. They're very nice.
Okay, good.
We found that the video icon on the bottom worked, but the icon for the article didn't work. It wouldn't translate.
Oh, really? Okay, well.
But that's okay.
Yeah, you could Google it, I guess. But.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I guess we'll move on then over to John's K9EL. Would you like to show us anything, John?
Okay, yeah, sorry. I was just working on the certificate here for Ralph. Well, some of you guys have already seen my shack tour. I did a big slide presentation once, but I mean, if you really want, I can fire up my iPad in a minute. Why don't you jump to somebody else? Let me finish the certificate, and I will.
Okay.
And I'll come back and turn my iPad on.
Okay, Larry. Turn the lights on. All right, John, thanks. Larry, ARZ, you're next.
You got to unmute. You got to unmute, Larry.
Oh, yeah, unmute your microphone there.
There we go.
There we go.
And shed some light on the subject. This is the main operating position, Kenwood TS-590.
L4B.
That's just a Drake L4. It's the early one. But I do have L4B over on the shelf as a backup. Oh. Okay, let's see. Antenna tuner, watt meter. And by the way, over here, of course, you saw the SB200 earlier. On top of the SB200 is a homebrew transmitter. And the other operating position, you can point it, things are kind of messy down here right now, is a Kenwood 570 that is used primarily by my son. That way you don't mess with my station. And over here is what I call the classic corner. I can camera around. This is my one of my more recent projects, restoration on a old National HRO5.
The HRO, yeah, cool.
And right behind that is a Johnson Adventurer, VF1 VFO, and a Collin 75S1. I also have on the shelf, tucked away where I can't really show it, is a Collins 51S1. Hmm. And a 75S3C. So anyway, that's it. Not a lot here. Antennas, very simple. A mostly TA-53 at 35 feet. And a butternut vertical on top of the garden shed.
Cool. Well, that's great. It's very typical of a lot of people. And if you're interested, if you need any more Collins gear, I know where you can get some, by the way.
Oh, really?
So, I got a bunch of it.
Well, I'm looking for a 32S3.
I've got a 32S1. And I got a 51S1, and I got the KWS1 and a KWM2 and 30L1. And it's unique, though. It's built into special consoles that the I got it from an estate, and the guy put it all together in a in some consoles, which is pretty cool. But
oh, that sounds neat. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to show Eric is something we had talked about. The 5-band DXCC plaque that I finally got from the ARRL. I was not too pleased with the plastic thing that they sent me at first, and they finally came through with an old traditional plaque. I know Eric was interested in that.
That's not the old one, because I think Australia's is a different color or something like that, isn't it? Let me see that again.
It's not the old one. It's the last of the
Of the older batch, yeah.
Yeah, the traditional plaques.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You got that from the era?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I got my honor roll plaque from the league, and, you know, the piece of metal that's attached to the wood base was crooked, like, by 10 degrees. It was rotated. I was like, really? After all this work, you sent me a plaque with a crooked, nameplate on it. So I complained, and they replaced it with one that was accurately positioned. So anyway.
The new honor roll plaque, by the way, is another one of those black ink on dark blue background encased in plastic.
Really?
Yes. Wow. All the new plaques are that format.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, can you upgrade to a better plaque?
No.
No, it is what it is. Well, that's a sign. That's not a good sign. Well, all righty, Larry, thanks for that. Steve, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I can show you a little bit of disarray here. I've got the camera and the laptop. I didn't have the remote here, but I can show. There's my my operating position with the Flex radio and the 9100, which I use backup, and then some other. There's a ICOM up there I use for some Air Force nets that I have, military frequencies. And
it's quite a stack.
Things like that. And then my Geochron clock and the other desk with a couple i7 computers on it and monitors and QSL cards on the wall there. So my other room here, I do have my ICOM 7800. It's on the bench in the other room. So I've been working on that. And there's an R390 in there, and dual trace scopes and some of the station monitors I have. But that's too far to take the cord right now. It might get break up. So just a real quick thing. So.
Oh, I lost you.
When I disappear down here, I tell my wife I'm going down to the radio room for about an hour. She said, yeah, I'll see you in the morning. And she's usually right. So you can all kind of recognize that. Anyhow, also, I wanted to get a plug in here. We did have our BE session on the 11th, and we had five people, all successful techs.
Wow, that's great.
We had an extra. So
really?
And we're going to have another one on the 8th of August. Anyone that wants to get anybody in for an exam should go ahead and give us a call or give an email to Zulu Delta, N9ZD, at ARRL.net. We do by appointment only, and so let us know. We have sessions at 9, 11:30 on the 8th, positions open, so put an ad.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Steve. Do they? What kind of follow up is done? You know, you guys have educated and tested a lot of hams.
Right.
What kind of follow up is there as far as helping them get on the air? Or is that something that could be useful if there was some follow up effort to help them get active?
We do. We give them, first of all, I have a bookmark that has hamfester.org website on it, and then some ham radio stuff on it that we hand out to successful testees. But also, we follow up on the exam, on the license, when they have a new license or an upgrade. And when they get it, we send an email to them, and then we send them some information about other things they can do to get started in ham radio. So we do follow up on them for about 6 months. We give them some they can come to Hamfester Radio Club for 3 months for nothing and do that type of stuff. So we try and get them hooked into the hobby.
Do you find many new hams participating in getting on the air and doing stuff? Or
I'm sorry, you dropped out. What'd you say there?
I said, do you find many of the testees that administer? Do you find many of them get active and participate, or what's your feeling on that?
Well, yes, we do. I'll tell you what I've found too lately, people will have time on their hands, and the scores on the tests have gone up considerably.
Oh, really?
One or two, and that's including the extra. We had one guy last session, not this, the one in July, but in June. He went all the way from nothing to extra. And
really?
So.
And he bought a radio.
That's good.
And he bought a, yeah, he bought a Kenwood Kenwood 440 from one of the guys also, so he could get on the air for field day, and he did. And he was a happy camper. He really thought this was the neatest thing around. So that's good. And he was young. Cool. That's good.
Well, that's it. That's what we need is to foster new hams, and that's great that you guys do that. I know, Mel, you're involved in that too, right?
Yeah, I work with Steve, and then the next day I did three more tests with K9 LOT, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had another extra added at that time.
Well, it's, you know, it'd be something to think about as a club, you know, if there's anything we could do to help, you know, foster those new hams into getting on the air, let's, you know, we can think about that. And,
Good idea.
Loan them radios or help them put up an antenna or
that's
something we should think about or try to do. So if next time you have a session, maybe you said August 8th?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Would it maybe, I don't know if it's appropriate, but maybe a Metro representative could be there to offer help as far as, you know, actually getting on the air kind of thing.
That's so a something. Let me pass it around here and think about it. But yeah, I think I like that idea. Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, let's move on. Mike, WB9 Bravo Zulu Kilo.
Mike. Okay.
Hi, Mike.
I'm not a member of the Metro DX Club, but I appreciate the invite that either John or John sent me. I'm not sure who did it. Appreciate it. And I enjoy this group very much. I know several of you. I operate a little pistol station here. You're seeing the shack right now. Let me see if I can grab this camera and move it over here. Okay. This is... it's not going to come as far as I need. Anyways, that's my my basic station there. It's a Kenwood TS-2000. Next to it is a brand new KPA-500 and the tuner below it.
Oh, nice. Great.
I don't have it wired in yet. I'm waiting for my K4HD to arrive. I got three screens here.
Cool.
Unfortunately... It's hard to see. Let me see if I can zoom in. Anyways, there's at the top of the hour there, I worked two new ones on 6 meters, FT8, Cayman Islands, and Guatemala.
Nice.
Over on that wall is my wall of shame, VHF contest winners. So I've had a lot of fun in the past with the VHF stuff. And then behind me and on the wall, there's VUCC, the Challenge, five band, DXCC was, and the empty spot up there is gonna go for five band worked all states, which I applied for, but due to COVID, they haven't been able to give it to me yet. So just-
you're not gonna get the plaque, but you will get the certificate.
Well, I paid like $69 for the plaque. It's not going to be a plaque. It's probably going to be one of those pieces of plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. It really does.
It does. I was disappointed with the DX Challenge because I see others and they have a nice plaque and I got a piece of plastic for it. So, but I think they charge you the same amount.
Yep. Yeah.
By the way, I like your T-shirt. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised you can make it out. Yeah.
I wore that record out more than once. So.
Well, this T-shirt's pretty worn out, too.
Yeah, back in the day.
Hey, doesn't he have to be an EME guy to wear that shirt?
Eric, that's coming up. I have a five-wavelength, two-meter antenna sitting in a box in the corner over there that I have to put up and make some kind of fixture, but I do want to do EME on 2 meters maybe this winter.
Hey, speaking of which, is there much FT8 on 2 meters or 220?
There is some on 2 meters, and there will be this weekend in the contest, FT8 and FT4. On 220, I don't know if there's too much there. I haven't seen
it. There's not a lot.
Yeah.
From operating at W9XAs, there's not a lot.
But isn't this weekend only 6 and 2?
Yes.
6 and 2 this weekend, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. All right, Mike. Well, that's great.
Thanks.
Great accomplishments there. Thank you.
Mel, hey, Mike, Mel Marcus. No wonder when I work you, I'm like, oh, man. You got a great station, so pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice. Get that amplifier hooked up, it'll be even greater.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to using it on 6 meters. DX has been good, but every once in a while I don't get through. So
I found that I could get about, I had my KPA 500 in line before the expert came back, and I could get about 300 watts max out of it, which is fine. You know, I'm not going to push it any harder, but not sure why it doesn't go higher than that. But with about 40 watts of drive, 35, 40 watts.
This one hasn't been plugged in yet. It's been sitting here for a few weeks.
A great amp. So, well, good luck, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey,
let's move on. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, how much power were you running when you worked the SV9?
300 watts.
Oh, that's not bad. With your
It's with the three element up on the deck I tried to show, and then my expert amp is back. I don't want to, after last week's meeting, I learned a lot, and I don't want to blow it up again. So I'm not going to run it more than 300 or 400 watts on 6.
Yeah, I was trying to remember how much power he kind of recommended. Was it 300 or 400 watts on 6 meters?
Well, he said don't go over 5. And the other thing is temperature. Don't go above like 40 degrees C.
Trust me. I just mailed out a check to repair the 1K to Bob Hardy today. Yeah.
Okay. You know, so I haven't got a bill from him yet. And he hasn't sent me what he did. Told me. I've sent him 2 emails asking him what was wrong with it, and he hasn't answered me. So,
hey, CJ, what happened to your amp?
Since it's the 1KFA original amplifier, the antenna tuning things inside the capacitors, there's 3 capacitors that went bad. So that's why the antenna tuner didn't work anymore. I can manually tune for band segments, but something was wrong. So I was like, I gotta ship it to you. Just go through it. And he said, oh yeah, for the 1Ks, we've seen this before. He's like, I know how to do this in my sleep. The capacitors were, I don't know, $9. It was just 2 hours of them friggin' working on it.
What is his labor rate anyway?
I can pull that up. Hold on.
I'm just curious if it's like $100
an hour. Actually, labor and shipping was the most expensive part of this whole thing. And when I blew up a transistor, it went up to like $300.
Yeah, well, it's reasonable, I guess. So, okay, well, thanks, TJ. Thanks, Mike. Mel Marcus, what do you have to show us?
I don't have anything that I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Come on, Mel.
I'm relieved, Mel.
Mel. What about, you got the station going, right?
He doesn't want to show us his Heathkit HW8.
CJ, I've been using what you helped me put together. So that's been great.
Good.
Okay.
Looks like he's using a Heil microphone on the PC there.
Do you have your outside antenna deployed right now?
My antenna is a old dipole multiband dipole up about 6 feet, hidden in the bushes, not the trees, the bushes.
Oh, wow.
But I ran, I think it was 49 entries in the CW contest. So, and only did that in about 2 or 3 hours or four.
And you actually worked some DX too, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I did. I ran, England came in really good and some other places. So I was very happy with it.
That's amazing. All right, Mel, thank you. John, W9ILY, our superstation. You're still muted.
Oh, no, no. Let's try and see if we can do this. You want to see what this thing looks like. So we'll,
Yeah, because you work all of DX on 6 meters. You're going to get DX hog of the year. We can get that trash can for NIDXA with the pig on that.
Who's got that now, anyway?
I don't know.
W9WU, I thought, was the last one to get it.
Okay. Well, this is I dialed in on my cell phone.
Okay.
And this is what the station looks like. Okay, so let's see. We'll look over here.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Okay. We've got the ACOM 2000 A amp on the top.
Yep.
Let's see. A little bit down, a little bit lower.
All I see is him.
I don't have a remote mic.
It's on another screen, Eric.
Yeah. John, can you turn the phone the other way? There you go. Much better. Thank you.
I've never done this like this way before. Sorry. Okay, we got the ACOM 2000A. And then down below it is the Expert Amp 1.3K.
Looks familiar.
S480 SAT over here, which is kind of just like an extra rig. Hmm. And then we have three monitors going right now. And we've got it's really hard to tell, but we've got the DX cloud and the 6 meter spots over here.
Oh, cool.
Our main operating monitor here with FT8 scrolling by, just general information over here, plus part of the flex control is showing there. And there's the only thing we can see from flex right there is in the very middle. It's actually split between two screens.
Oh, I see that, yeah.
We're here on the left, down the lower part is the Flex 6500. We have antenna tuner up to the right. It's a high gain ham 5 with the digital control unit. We have two phasing boxes to the left. Up above that, we have a rotor for the 6 meter antenna. Above that is a Daiwa power meter. Above that is a device for automatically antenna tuning, the switching the antennas. And all the antennas are down here on the bottom. This is an 8-pack, which is normally located out on out by your tower. Well, I had all the cables coming into the house already, so I thought, well, I'll just put the 8-pack in the house. And of course, this is my buddy, the big dummy. Yeah, you know, and we've got a power supply. There's a N9TK special power supply over there that you sold me years ago, Jim.
It's still working. Wow.
Oh, yeah. An absolutely indestructible foot switch. It just, you can't kill it.
Yeah.
It's made for, I think, some sort of a big piece of construction equipment, maybe like an earth mover, something like that. It's just a gigantic piece of equipment. And that's really about it. We've got a lot of, this I think is what you were talking about, this of the old variety of panel.
Black,
I think that's the one you were talking about. And that's, by the way, that's nine band DXCC. I had to fight for that.
Yeah, you can tell because Australia is a different color. I guess that's one of the key things.
And that's, I'm going to turn this thing off because I'm getting dizzy.
you're not the only one.
Well, sorry about that.
That's okay. That's great.
I do want to say one other thing, though. Thanks to our host this evening, K9EL. He is the owner and the moderator and the chief bottle washer for the CQDX Marathon. And of course, all the results were in the June CQ magazine, which just came in a couple of weeks ago. Yes. And Metro DX Club was number 11 in the world with 1,426 points. And I think we were probably the fifth in the USA, something of that nature. And some of our Metro DX members are on here. Myself, K9, let's see, Paul, K9NU, N2BJ, W9MK, and K9NB. This is just in the very first column of the results in the June issue of CQ. So I just want to say thank you to John for all your hard work.
Hey, and John, you're being way too modest.
Well, come on.
Who was top scorer in W9?
Well, I was.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. I can't say unfortunately, but.
He was number one in W9. John W9. Right. Congratulations, John.
Thank you. It was fun.
Hey,
John.
Make sure that you get this recorded that ILY was number one in W9. That has to go on the website. You have to toot your own horn.
Okay. CJ, you twisted my arm.
I'll twist it. That's a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
I beat out K9NU this year at least.
That's good.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks, John, for thanks again. Appreciate it. Thank you, CJ, for the idea. We'll do that.
I was just going to see if I could pull up the certificate here. Hang on one second.
And I'll go back to my muted state.
Back to your muted state?
Hey, John, don't you have to have that flex reset button pretty close?
Oh, Eric, that's not even nice.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Oh, wow.
USA number one, call area 9. Cool.
There you go.
That's nice. A lot of countries.
That's me. Nice.
Oh, hold on. No. It's going to be, I'm pretty sure they're going to have it. Oh, wait, CQDX Marathon.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I think should send.
Congratulations, dude.
Wow. So, John, you got to elaborate how many countries and how many zones that was and all that. You got to give us a breakdown.
Yeah, well, it's all 40 zones. And let's see, how many countries? Well,
309 less 40.
265. Yeah. It was
265.
Oh, wow. So you only get zones once, no matter what band?
Yeah, right.
And the countries are across any band, right?
Well, you could, there are a variety of ways you can do it. You can do a single band and do QRP and so on.
But but you were unlimited.
Unlimited, yes. All bands, full power.
If you work Germany once on any band, it just counts once, yeah. Right?
Right.
Oh, okay. 265 in 1 year, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Wow.
He's a man.
And all 40 zones? I'm still chasing two zones.
Well, they're there. By the way, most of this is done with an OptiBeam it's a crank up, a motorized crank up tower at 55 feet.
Wow.
And then the 6 meter stuff is a little five element thing at about 32, I think it's 32 feet high.
And is your 6 meter beam?
It's a JK, 6.5, I think they call it.
Five element meters.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's got a little ham 2 rotor on it.
That's all you need.
Oh.
Yeah, works great. It's on it's on an old TV tower.
It works well.
These old TV towers are valid for something.
I run up the stairs and turn it by hand. My attic antenna, I can't rotate. It's fixed to the south, so.
I pushed it.
Do they still sell M2 rotator or no?
Oh, no. No, no. That's long gone.
Oh.
All right, guys. Let's move on to Mike and Sue. K9 AJ.
Hey, good evening.
Hi, Mike.
This is garden season, so we picked about 10 or 12 pounds of green beans last weekend and froze 8 and canned 2, and tomatoes are coming in, so busy there. I did replace the UPS battery backup system for the packet cluster, so when the power of it, when Edison goes down, we should still be up. Otherwise, not much going on here.
I had my first tomato from our tomato plant yesterday. It was awesome.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Isn't it great? It tastes different.
Awesome. You know, it definitely. And, you know, I made the mistake, and I'm not a gardener, but Laura did all this. But one of the other ones was ripe, so I picked it last night. And then another one fell off that was kind of green. Well, I made a mistake of putting them on the rail of the deck today. And I learned something about tomato plants. They have inherent shade. And you don't want to leave them out in the sun all day. They get overheated. So I kind of ruined 2 tomatoes.
Shame on you.
We have hundreds more.
Mike,
we have hundreds more coming in. So,
Mike, are y'all selling fried green tomatoes?
I'm sorry, about green tomatoes?
If you're selling green tomatoes, I can make them
in
fried green.
No,
Sue, I want to try.
Sue likes some, but that's not my forte.
You got a good recipe, I'll take it.
I got a good recipe for you, Sue.
We've been eating cherry tomatoes. They're delicious.
I would hope it has lots of garlic in the recipe.
Well, my Irish mother didn't like garlic, but we like garlic.
Yeah, we love lots of garlic. So, anyway. Well, okay, good, Mike. Thanks for that. Yeah, okay. We have peas, tomatoes, peas, lots of herbs, a couple of watermelon plants, which are going crazy.
Yeah.
And they haven't fruited yet, but strawberries, that's about it.
The other issue I have is the Charlie Bravo Zero Zulu Iota new South America 101 cards that were mailed in Sicily in the middle of April are finally hitting the U.S. Postal Service this week. So if you work CB0 Zulu and you're waiting for a card, it might be coming this week.
I got one. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. God knows where they were. We have no idea where they were held up.
Huh. When were they mailed?
In April.
They were mailed April 14th in Sicily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy cow. Wow. Well, you know, Italy shuts down in the summertime, but then April is not summertime.
Well, the problem is a lot of the international airline flights were canceled, and the normal postal routings didn't exist for a long time, and now they're just being reestablished.
Okay.
I don't know where the cards were, but this week I got more reports of cards received than I had in the last few months.
From my work at Peterson, I know August, the whole country is shut down August in Italy. They just shut in August. It's done. You're not getting anything out of Italy. So anyway, cool. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Dean, Echo Oscar Quebec. How are you tonight?
I am doing good. Appreciate the invite. I was surprised to get another one in the mail, but apparently I'm out of luck somewhere. So, but I don't have anything to show tonight, but I'm all raring to go for ready for tomorrow. So set up Edwin MM Plus last night, made sure things were working with the Flex. I have the 6400M. So quiet, CJ, quit smiling. And so I'm ready to go.
All righty.
Hi, Tammy.
I see somebody in the background. What is she doing back there?
Yeah, that's my wife, Tammy. She's waving at CJ.
Looked like she had the broom and she was going to whack you over the head with it.
I thought she was playing pool or something. Looks like a pool table.
Yeah, she's at the kitchen table.
Okay. Oh, it's almost dinner time. Yeah, Laura's making dinner upstairs. We're having salmon on the grill. So anyway, cool. Thanks, Dean. Hi, Tammy. What are you making for dinner?
You're muted, Dean.
Yep. We already had dinner, actually.
I made homemade noodles from scratch.
Oh, wow.
So I will be over there to compliment my Rulins order. So see you in about 10.
Well, you're next, CJ. So then when you're done, you can shoot over there.
Oh, God.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, I'm on the iPad, so I'm going to switch things here. So can you see that wall behind me?
Yep. Oh, you got the filters.
Can you rotate the iPad? You're vertical.
Yes, I did. I rotated it.
Oh, can you rotate your iPad? We could see more.
I'm pretty sure you don't really want to see that much, but so this all comes in through, there's lightning arresters, there's some other things. This is a 160 receive antenna. This is the 2 meter thing, which when we go outside, I'll show you. But for 40 and 20, it's a fan dipole. So one of those goes over to
It looks like a bandpass filter.
Yes. So this is the 40 meter bandpass filter. There's a
thing is huge.
There's a T connector. There's a T connector here. There's a T. Yes. So these are the bandpass filters are rated for 3 kilowatts.
No wonder.
This is the coax stub that also provides additional isolation on that. Jeez.
I heard you talking about that. That's cool.
Right below that is the 20 meter bandpass filter. And you can see here, that just goes down to right here where there's another 20 meter stub. And then we have, this is a 160 bandpass filter. And this is the 80 meter bandpass filter.
Wait a minute, the thing with three fans on is an 80 meter bandpass filter?
Correct.
Holy crap.
So what I do, because I have an 80, 17, 15, and 10 fan dipole, what I do is during a contest, if I'm going to run high power, I come right here to the six pack switch. I undo that connector. Jeez, a little hard. But kind of undo this connector. I put this back up here on the antenna port for the 80 meter one.
I can see, CJ, I can see that K9 CT visits have definitely inspired you.
Well, no. What? Hey, I'm not an electrical engineer, so help me out. Why does it have to have three fans on a bandpass filter? What the hell?
That's the way that Pavel runs those. And
oh, that's a 403A deal?
No, that's a VA6AM. So
oh.
Pavel, he's create the quadplex is at RA6LBS one. The Russian guy. And then Pavel's also a Russian guy, but he's also in Canada. And VA6AM does that. So as you're seeing here, I have, there's two Green Heron boards. This Green Heron board where I have my hand over right now, that is wired into the six pack to switch both either radio but to all of whatever antennas. This is another six pack right here to actually turn on the fans for cooling all of that. And all of that's just coming in right there.
Hey, CJ, so how come you came through the window versus coming through like the wall? Is it because you're down in the basement?
And I don't want to drill holes. it's going to be a temporary thing. So it started out as a temporary thing, I should say. So now we're back in the shack. If K9NB's here, this is the 740 TS940 that I bought. The 7300, I normally will take the laptop and kind of upend it. And then you have the DX doubler there, so I can do SO2R from there. But this is my main operating position that has the Flex, that has the Expert. And then obviously all this other computer stuff. I have a 2 meter packet node and all that crap now. And then the Q5 2 meter transverter sitting there. And then you have the GPS oscillator, which is hidden behind this little thing.
How many watts does that Q5 put out?
25. And then there's the LA744, which will put out 75, 80 watts on two.
And then what microphone are you using there? Is that a Heil or what?
So I have two microphones connected. This is actually a Behringer.
Wait a minute. You use a microphone?
Occasionally when I check into the net. And then I have, for the Flex, I have the NRAD W1.
How do you like that W1?
For the 940 and the 7300, I use the Heil HC ones. And okay. that's also rested on top of the Alpha 76.
Okay.
How do you like that?
So what are the trophies for, CJ?
Bowling.
Oh, cool. Hey, I saw there was a bowling tournament on a couple of weeks ago, and they were doing like as many strikes as they could get in 3 minutes, I think.
You have to be incredibly drunk to do that. Yeah. So, like I said, the 5-band Workall States Award, I'm still waiting for the sweepstakes plaque, I'm still waiting for the sweepstakes plaque. I'm still waiting for the 5-band Worked All States plaque. So I could probably give you an update when they show up, because it's probably apparently going to be that old plastic thing.
Wow, now, that's too bad.
If we walk outside, I'm gonna do a little tour here. And that's actually good because I need a cigarette too.
Yeah. Hey, CJ, how do you like that W1? Headset.
All right, so here we are. We're outside. If you're curious where my 6 meter antenna is, it's right here.
That's it?
Wow. That is my 6 meter antenna.
And what's the best to work with that thing?
It's 1.2:1.
No. Where's the best location? DX, you work with that?
I've worked in the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Very, very rarely. Oh, and as I go down here, there's my 2 meter antenna.
Are you like in California? Are you in like California? It's much lighter there than it is here.
Yeah.
Looking outside, it's like dark out.
I'm in Aurora.
I know you are, but why is it so much lighter there?
He's in zone 5.
Okay. Hey, CJ.
Hi.
Well, Laura says hi.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
So I'm doing great. We're giving a tour of the little station here. So this is the 80, 15, and 10 dipole, fan dipole.
And you run high power through that thing?
Yep.
Oh,
that ballon is rated for 5 kW. So this
well,
wire
does it radiate
here,
the picnic, the patio table and chairs too?
I haven't had any complaints yet. And actually, I need to take the hose out while I'm out here. But
you didn't light up your stogie yet.
Not yet. This is the pile for 160.
Oh, okay.
This is the radial plates. You can, you can see the radial plate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I do that, I have a mast up on the deck, and I put that up about 45 feet, and cool. I run it all the way out.
What are you using for the mast?
Just a fiberglass mast from Jackite.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's just got the wire on it. So lighter, I guess that's okay.
So, yeah. So here's this 80 meter antenna, and you guys want to know why I always burn something up?
Yeah, they make them.
Yeah, it's like 6 feet high.
Oh, more than that. Huh. You see where it burned through?
Oh my God!
Oh wow!
My goodness.
And so the 40-meter antenna, that's right here. That goes right into the bush, right there. And then
where's the top of the 40, though?
What was that?
Where's the top of the 40, though? Is it in the tree?
Right. Hold on. I should be able to move back out here.
You need one of those pointers, those laser pointers.
Oh, I see it. There it is.
You should be able to see it. There you go, right there. There's
oh my
the
God.
Box. All right,
we're running a little over here. So,
that's what I've been able to do from.
That's amazing, CJ. And you're winning big awards with it, too. So you don't have to.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was that low.
Yeah, they're pretty low.
You got like an NVIS system there,
but it works. That works ZX. It's pretty good.
That's crazy.
Nice job, CJ.
So yeah, that's a tour of the WT2P station.
Cool,
Jim. You got to go eat your salmon.
No, you're next, Eric. We're not done yet.
I got to pop it out of the thing here. Hold on.
Okay.
Try not to hit any buttons. Let's see, it's a mess like every shack. Let's see. Let me turn on some lights too. So. It's kind of dark. I got to flip the other switch. Hold on. Well, that there's the wall.
There's the map. Looks familiar.
Yeah. Here's my other map. Here's another map. But I've got I got the holder in the way. A bunch of other crap too. But I've got the Palstar AT2K. I love that thing, and I used it in Afghanistan, so it's been with me for a little while there.
Wow.
And then, of course, the computer. Actually, I did have FT8 up here. Let me see. I get out of here. Yeah, there we go. So there's the old FT8 thing for everybody. And then there's the 7300 with a micro key or two. And I bought this at Dayton. I think it wasn't this year, it was the year before. The bigger meter. And I like the cross meter stuff. So I like that. The thing too is that it has a 20 watt, for all you QRO guys, you don't have to worry about that. But DX Engineering sells this little, you can see it here's a little button here, and it connects to the back of the 7300. So you can
you can get like, I don't know, it's like 5 watts out. So you can, I put that in 20 watts and it puts out 5 watts and I can tune it without having to put out full power.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Now, with the 7300, do you still need the micro key or why doesn't that interface directly without a separate interface?
Well, I had it before, so it was kind of like, you know, I had it before. So now it does RIDI, and supposedly I'll check it out because I had problems before. But, yeah, it does RIDI, FT8, and all that stuff. So, yeah, you can go directly. You can go directly.
The new SDR radios, you don't need the micro amps.
Right. It's just I had it before, so.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then there's the Astron. I like the Astron because it's got the 2 meters. On it,
yeah,
and like
not to be confused with 144 megahertz. So.
Yeah, that's right. And here's my big deal of the when I went to the low power is there we go. Yeah, it was the WAE when I went to Bermuda. I couldn't win anything in Illinois, so I had to go to Bermuda. There you go. Oh, and then here's the setup for 220. It's all portable, so it's just sitting here, but. It's a FT817 on 10 meters and it feeds into the Elecraft transverter. So I know some of you guys might have on the
what
metro.
What power are you running on 220?
It's 25 or 30 watts.
Nice.
Yeah. So
it's still effective.
Yeah. And you guys probably remember Jerry KE9I. He put together the Elecraft transverter. And then over here I have a Yaesu 857D that I used for field day outside for 6 meters, AEA 230 for the. I really like these Radio Sport headphones because I got big ears, so it doesn't bother my ears. Yeah, big ears and big mouth. I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, that's the Shack Tour.
All righty, cool. Thanks, Eric. Let me see. I think that's everybody that's got video. Oh, that's right. Let's go back. Yeah, let's go back to John. John, do you have something to show? Are you around?
Yeah. I'm still here. Do you running out of time?
No, we're good. We got all night.
You got.
I gotta get another.
Well, it's actually up to you, John. If we ran out of time. So.
Hey, John, how many miles did you ride on a bike today before you start?
Today was a slow day because we could only ride in the morning, so we only did 32 miles today. So.
Wow.
Oh, you beat me. I did 28.
Well, John, hey, Eric, John rode 500 miles last month.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be a little, I'm not up to that level yet.
Crap. I ran, okay. I did 6 miles today. I got a ways to go.
Let me turn some lights on in the shack. Try to find the. Oh, I gotta cancel Eric. He's still on spotlight.
Yeah, I was gonna say something's going on here. I can't see anybody.
I cancel that. Okay.
Okay.
Now go to gallery review. Let me put myself on. If I can find myself, there we go. Hang on a second. Spotlight video. I'll try to turn the camera around if I can figure out how to do that. Where the hell is the? There we go. Okay. All right. So get this chair out of the way. This is the main shack. You can see it okay. This is a Tokyo high power amplifier that's dedicated for 80.
Oh.
There's the KPA 1500.
So why is it dedicated to 80, John?
That's the only band I use it on. We're on 80 meters every morning and a lot of the evenings. So I have a dedicated radio and amplifier. This is a.
You don't have to tune it.
Chinese radios for 220 and stuff. Six pack control, stepper controller, rotator. Like John ILY, I've got three monitors, one that's vertical. Main radio, TS-990. And then over here, you've got a TS-590, which is what I use on dedicated to 80 meters. There's a Maestro for my Flex 6500, 2 meter 450 radio. There's the Ray Solutions Power Master, which is hooked up to two power units. So, sorry, go ahead.
Are you doing any single op two radio stuff or no?
Well, I mean, I'm not much of a contester.
Oh, so, okay.
But in the morning I can be on 80 meters here and I can be on 6 meters on the Flex and I can be on 20 meters on the 990.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing now.
So, and then, the way I have this set up is this is the shack and you can see there's no wires on the floor.
Yeah.
Not a single cable on the floor.
Would you run it underneath?
Yeah, everything is.
Oh, look at that.
Now, obviously, if you come around the back of the equipment.
You see a lot of stuff.
Then you see tons of.
Yeah, still, that's pretty nice, though. I like how you can walk behind it, too, though. That's really nice.
Oh, yeah. I can get behind everything. Then over in the corner down here is lots of AC power.
An electrician's nightmare.
Is that stuff you all approved, John?
Oh, of course. But the main thing is this dryer type connector controls all the power for my station. So like when I'm gone and I want lightning protection, you pull that plug and everything in here is dead. Cool. And that's all the antenna cables that go into the other room, which I'll show you in just a second.
Oh, and then you got a fireplace there, right?
Well, this used to be the family room, so yeah, there's a fireplace room. That's my 220 repeater and the Echo Link station for the 220 repeater. And, of course, the obligatory workbench, electronics workbench. Oh.
Nice.
So now let me, this room is a bit of a mess because it's utility room. Hang on a second. And now you see my second station. This is all the stuff I use remotely. So down at the bottom is a TS-2000. And there's the Flex 6500, the Expert 1.3. Another stepper controller and a bandmaster for the Flex.
How come the TS-2000 and the Flex? What's the usage of the two?
Well, when I spend 3 months a year in Florida during the winter, so I rag chew on the TS-2000 while working DX on the Flex.
Oh, okay. Is there any heat issue? Because it looks like you got a piece of plywood or something on top of the.
Yeah, no. There's no heat vents from the TS-2000 on top.
Oh, okay.
Everything goes through the front and the back.
Correct. Oh, okay. Just like the Expert.
Right. Yeah.
The Expert and the Flex is.
Yeah.
Front to back, yeah.
Oh, Flex too. Okay.
Yeah.
So down here is the tuner. For 160, here's the two pickup units for the Power Master on the six pack. And there's my grounding and patch panel. And there's more grounding things and we switched things over to the remote station. And that's all the computer stuff, the server networking and the Ethernet switch and all that. You can see all the cables coming in from the outside. So everything comes in and goes through lightning arresters across. across the top or here. And then if there's storms and I'm home, I want to ground things, I just can pull the cable like this and put it there. And now the antenna not only goes through a lightning arrestor, but the antenna is completely grounded. And the same with the rotator. I can pull this, move it over to here, and now the rotator cable is grounded. But there's also a lightning arrestor here for the nice. Rotator cable. So everything has got lightning arrestors and can be everything can be shunted to ground. There's an 80-meter bandpass filter.
Yeah, nice. But yours doesn't have three fans on it.
No, this one doesn't have any fans on it. So, yeah, so that's the remote station. There's the IP nice. Power switches to turn everything on and off remotely. So but I can run some of these at the same time as the main shack. So it's
cool, really, really cool.
But that
what was that colorful keyboard that you had there at the end? Wasn't that on the right there? Was it? Yeah, there you go. What's that?
This one? That's my main keyboard. Yeah.
Is that how it came with all the colors?
Oh no, it's programmable. You can change the colors to anything you want.
Oh.
That's why I have some red, some green, some blue.
Interesting.
And by the way, I'm recording this whole session, Jim. I turned on the recording right after.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. Cool.
So he can say, hey, listen, Eric's stupid questions.
No. So John, anyway, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's a how many years? John, how many years have you been developing that, John? I mean, that's
hang on, let me turn this off and go back to the other one.
I mean, of course, you've been there for a lot of years, but you know, it's probably a work in progress and continues to be improved and upgraded and.
Well, what I had to do is when I moved back from Canada, we still had this house, but we remodeled the whole house completely, and that's when I got this room. I also have a big TV in here, by the way, and other things. I didn't show that, but here I can show the TV.
Oh, nice! I like how it's wall mounted.
Yeah, gotta have a TV, an exercise bike.
There's the bike. Oh. Is that the one you ride during the day or no? That's just...
No. That's just for extra. At any rate, yeah. So this room you can't tell, but this room is not. It's not really. I'm not really in the basement. It's a split level home, and so
like a tri level.
Yeah, it's a tri level. Hang on, let me.
So you're at the bottom level of a tri level.
So mine's a bi-level where I still have a full window and I can look out.
Whoop. I have to mute this again.
Okay.
Let me hold the camera. There we go. Come on.
Okay. So you can.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's the TV. Oh, here's my special. I don't have any awards up.
Oh, that's neat.
I have a QSL card, the whole thing. At any rate,
yeah,
you can see there's just a few stairs, and there's
right up there.
That's the main part of the house.
Oh man, there's a refrigerator. That could be trouble.
Well, no. Well, actually, refrigerator.
Oh God.
I have my own.
There you go.
All right. Hold on, John. John, zoom back in on that again. Zoom back on that again.
He has nothing healthy in there, Cole.
Yeah. No, I've got some pop and water.
Where's the vodka?
What's that stuff on the bottom? Is that wine or something?
No, there's vodka somewhere in the bottom of this freezer. So.
It's got meat and everything.
But yeah, no, this is the drink. This is John's drink fridge.
Can I operate a contest from your house?
No, but you can see I'm connected to the main part of the house. So when you stand, so when you come downstairs or if somebody's upstairs, that's why I don't have any wires on the floor.
There's your studio. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a, it looks like a studio, and then this is what's behind me. It's all matched furniture. Oh. So you got a bookcase, and I got a drawer for QSL cards and all my trips and expeditions and stuff. That's a QSL card drawer. So that's the story.
Nice. Hey, what's that thing in the back there? Is that a scanner? Yeah, what's that?
Oops.
That's the one to the left. No, to the left.
This?
What's that? Oh,
that's a stereo receiver.
Oh, okay.
John, I thought it was in radio too, Eric.
Yeah.
Well, it has AM, FM, so technically it's a radio.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Hey, John. John, can I operate a contest from your house?
You have to say pretty please.
I'll bring.
John's got real antennas too, so.
I'll order you sushi. You and your wife, you can have sushi. I'll buy like $200 bottle of wine.
DJ, when you come in the door, you hand over your credit card. When you leave, you get your credit card back. Hopefully, he doesn't charge too much while you're there.
You know, CJ, you need to bring a big bucket of mussels, and maybe order some Madudu from St. Martin.
There you go.
Who makes that fancy keyboard, John?
Who makes the fancy keyboard? Cooler Master.
Why? I still don't understand your usage of the colors. I mean, do you have issues with finding the keys? What's going on?
It's just to be unique.
It's cool.
It's a gaming keyboard. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's like those guys when you're in, South Chicago, the Latinos, they have those lights on their cars.
Careful, Eric.
Hey, no, I was going to ask you seriously. Did you get any draft from that fireplace?
Do I get a draft from the fireplace? No.
Yeah, like on your, it would be on your feet then, wouldn't it?
No, it's a...
Close the flue.
Yeah, you close, no, but you close the flue.
Still get a draft.
It's a zero distance fireplace, so it's not a brick fireplace. There's a metal insert inside of it. But it is a wood burning fireplace.
So
and, this used to be the family room before we put an addition on the house.
Ooh.
And so that's why the fireplace is there. And it's so good in case the heat goes out in winter, although I'm not here much in winter anymore. But.
Oh, hey, that's so, John, do you want to adopt the son?
CJ wants to be part of your family. He wants to be the mini K9EL.
Do I have to climb towers?
The station works pretty well. I've been pretty happy with the station here. So.
And no issues when you're in Florida with the remote and all of that?
I didn't have any trouble last year.
Except for when the ends of your DB42 fell off.
Well, yeah, I have a small problem with one of the loops fell off my stepper. But in terms of operating the radios, no, because I operate both radios remotely at the same time.
So. Oh, nice.
So, John?
Yes, sir.
And since I can't outdo your station...
Are you gonna show the toilet?
Yeah, careful now.
I'm gonna show you the toilet.
Oh, sweet Lord.
Hey, no
sweet mother of Jesus.
No, mine is bigger than yours, things going on here.
Wait a minute.
Sweet Lord.
Darn it. Forget it. I screwed up.
Sweet mother Jesus.
They have pills for that.
Oh, there it is.
Hi, Togo.
What are you telling us? That your toilet's bigger than his toilet?
when you walk
there's
in.
All the controls.
Yeah.
You don't have a remote control?
Oh yeah, it's right there.
Oh geez.
So what does that prevent you? You don't have to push it, just pulls it out?
No, you don't have to wipe. You don't have to wipe. You don't have to wipe.
That's nasty.
You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna be running NHPP or you're gonna be CQ worldwide, and that toilet is just gonna be like.
Now my water bill is gonna go up.
He's gonna be shooting a jet of water out of that toilet.
He's gonna be buying all the Walmart's pre-spot stuff. That's what he's gonna be doing.
I think this is digressed. By my own fault.
Oh, let's see the key. I like that.
Oh, that's a Bengali.
What?
Isn't it kind of tight though? Because there's the room there isn't very big. You know, between the end of the paddle and the you know when you put your fingers in there.
Eric, I don't like operating those. The Bengalis. When I operated at Val and Jerry's, it's
a nice key.
So smooth. Yeah. It's like, holy cow.
There's my Geochron. And my TV. Anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, yeah. We need a shack tour.
Well, wait a minute. This is like the government. How much did that toilet cost?
$1,500.
No, are you shitting me?
No, I'm not.
Literally.
Well, the seat was $1,000 and the toilet was $500.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. My God. Eric, it's worth every penny.
No it way. Is.
I've only gone through two rolls of toilet paper in 3 months.
$1,500 to have water.
Yeah, that's right. You can buy a lot of toilet paper for $1,500.
So there's my entrance panel for all my coaxes coming through.
Nice.
I don't know if you can see that.
I like the cabinet thing. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, I made that in the shop at work before I retired. Yeah. And then this radio I built when I was 12 years old, a Star Roamer.
Oh, wow.
It still works, actually.
Who makes that? Or who made it?
A night kit. Oh. And then that's KWS1, 7584, the main operating station with the Flex and the Expert.
Yeah. Now, why are you holding on to the Collins stuff if you don't use it?
Well, that's a good question. I'm working on it. So,
okay.
This was a radio I had when I was a kid. At the radio shop I worked at, I wish I would have could have afforded it, and I bought it when I got older. Got the Drake line. This is a real mess. I'm sorry. It is not like K9EL.
Wait a minute. That's, wait a minute. Is that the exact model of the radio that you had, or is it like you no, sold and then
no,
you bought
it? No, I gave it away in high school. Then I bought one when I got my license again.
So yeah. Okay.
That's an Eddystone receiver. It weighs 70 pounds.
Holy moly!
My DX60.
What's and that? An amplifier or something?
Transmitter, Knight DX60. Oh.
Okay.
All kinds of junk, you know, so it's a mess. I'm working on it.
It's like a typical ham shack.
Oh, it's bad. So, anyway.
Now, where are you, in the basement or what?
Yeah, I'm in the basement.
Okay.
So. Hey, Jim, you think your shack is bad? I have the Hammerlin HQ110 receiver that created this monster.
Yeah. My Night Kit Star Roamer created my monster.
You didn't show us that, CJ. What's up with that?
I have to pull it out of the ham radio closet. I know we've gone well over, but this is kind of cool to, like, get to meet.
How many do we have left here? Did people bail on us? Oh, no, there's still quite a group.
I don't know. Did K9 AJ, he didn't show us the shack. He just told us about his garden.
Well, that's okay.
So this is this used to be my suit closet. Oh, hold on.
Wait, what closet? Your suit closet?
Yes, I used to have a suit closet.
You used to wear suits?
I had to on the floor of the Board of Trade.
Food's done.
Okay. So,
come on. This is the ham
radio room. Invite CJ to eat with us.
Well,
this is the ham radio room. Yeah, that is the remnants of the suit closet.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no suits there.
There is still.
Oh, there's some ties.
There's still the tie rack, and then these are 4U and a 2U rack mount server. So the Hammerlin HQ110, it's right here.
Hey Jim, you got to show us what your plate looks like.
Well, it's being served right now, so.
I mean, you showed us your toilets. You might as well have a dinner.
It's being served, so.
So I have to.
You need to come over for dinner, CJ.
He's a long way.
Oh God! Oh God! She's explicitly called me out, dude.
Yes, I did.
He might never leave. You better be careful what you ask for.
Oh boy.
Especially if your antennas are higher than like 10 feet.
Well, so the apex of the 40 and 20, that's up 45 feet.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
It's pretty much a sloper. Now the 80 meter antenna, yeah, that's pretty low. The 15 and 10, they're in six. It's about 20 feet off the ground.
Hmm. Cool. I'm not sure where we're at here. Let's see. You still have a lot of people tuning in here, so that's good.
Who else needs to get their shack thing? If you've got to go eat, you can. I'll.
No, I think everybody's given their tour.
So is Mel NE9A, is he still on? Mel,
he's still there. Yep.
Wait a minute. What about this Todd, KE9IUC? Did I miss that?
Nope. Yeah, you missed it. He talked. Todd, you have something to report?
Or George, K9GA. Hey, my K9G buddy.
Well, K9GA, can you unmute and tell us and give us a report? He's still muted. Oh, there's Barry, king of the
holy cow,
home of the hits.
Barry James Cohen,
home of the hits.
He was probably in the casinos out there in New Lenox and Joliet, and he finally decided to show up for us.
BJ, welcome, Barry.
Hey.
New Yorker, welcome.
I'm sorry, I was out at dinner.
Partying.
I was out at dinner.
Did you win anything at the casinos?
No, I was out at dinner, and then we were out walking, and I didn't get back till late. Sorry.
It's you were okay. On that New York time.
Do you want to? Hey Barry, do you want to give us a shack tour?
It's a mess compared to your guys.
No, mine's a bigger mess. Here.
Barry, you didn't see mine.
I was going to show you the antennas, but it's too dark now.
Barry, you missed the N9TK toilet.
See outside. I was going to show you the coax cables.
Hey, Barry. Barry.
He's like two in the alligator. He can't hear.
Oh.
There he is. See, it's on the laptop.
Oh God!
I see your Trump sign there.
Yeah, he's a smart man.
It's really good. It's a mess. It's a real pigsty.
His monitors are like NASA style or something. They're huge.
A real pig pen.
Oh wow! That's
Barry.
Awesome.
Veggies. Barry.
It's a mess.
Barry.
He's an alligator. He can't hear you. He's using one of those.
That's a real quick Barry, move.
Barry.
Italian antennas.
The 7300 is here.
I got that 7300 working for you. Is it working good?
Thanks to CJ, he got me set up on RTTY on the 7300.
Oh, very stuff. Good. What is that, one of those Heil PR microphones?
APA 1500's down here.
He turned down a volume on us, I think.
See it or not. There it is. SPE amp, TS-2000.
Spider Alpha Set 87.
KPA is on
one. Looks like he's got another thing on the other side of the amp, too. That right there.
KPA 1500. Oh, KPA Alpha.
Holy shit.
Sorry, it's such a mess.
Hey, Barry. So Barry, can you hear me?
That's it for tonight. Sorry.
Hey, Barry, can you hear me?
That's all I can show you tonight. It's a real mess here.
He doesn't have his headphones in.
I do.
Oh, he can't hear us.
Okay. Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Why do you have so many keyboards?
Why?
You have to study.
I operate multiple stations at once.
Okay.
Why do you have so many amplifiers?
So many what?
Amplifiers.
Octopus.
Oh, amplifiers? Cascaded. They're faced together.
Oh, that makes it legal.
He's like the Italian 6K.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's my TV here.
Yeah, your screens are huge.
That's what she said.
Let me guess what the hell you're watching now. You're watching Fox News, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Real clear politics. Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. Hey, good man. Good man there, Barry.
All right. I'll just show you the Heliax cables coming in. I might be able to do that real quick. Hang on.
All right. Show us.
I'll show you where they come in the house.
Hey, Barry, you had a lot of pictures up there.
I do.
But you didn't have my picture. What's up with that?
Wait a minute. So you're going into the basement.
I'm in the basement. And here.
Wow, this is like a maze here.
Yeah, let me see if I got the... I don't know if you can see the cables.
Jesus Christ. Holy.
Is it all labeled? Otherwise, I'd be confused.
And he said his main station was messy.
He runs the cable bonded together running in the house from the underground.
Hey, Barry, I got to interrupt you. That's the salmon. Yep. Meal. That's my dinner. I'm going to start eating. So,
okay.
Wait a minute. I didn't see it.
Can you see my salmon?
No. We just had Barry's rat's nest.
Well, no. Then switched over to my before I – because.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Ooh.
Salmon with lots of veggies.
I'll see you and Laura in about 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's got leftovers.
Yeah, right? I'm kidding. I can't get there faster.
You're welcome.
Okay, go ahead, Barry. I'm sorry.
Barry.
This is Barry. It's like 6 meters. Barry faded out.
Oh, wait. Yeah, he's blind.
Yeah, he's locked up.
If you can hear me, this is George saying hello.
Well, hey, George, where's your video?
He must be using a flex.
Oh, will you shut up?
That's a good
George,
question.
Where's your video?
Good question.
All right, I gotta pop off and join another Zoom call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Just leave us hanging, CJ. Yeah. Nice.
Well, I'm leaving you in good hands with Barry.
Is that what you do to your friends? You leave us. You leave their Zoom.
I'm leaving them for you. And now we have to get back.
We lost Barry. Where did Barry go?
He said he was. Oh, there he is.
Hi, Barry.
Hey, CJ, who's number 13 there over your left, your right shoulder? You're right. You're military right.
Oh, that's Jeff Boshi when he played at the University of Kansas. Not Jeff Boshi. Yeah, that's Jeff Boshi.
he played with Kirk Heinrich, who was 13. I forget. I have his poster as well.
Did the dude make it to the NBA or what?
Heinrich made it to the NBA and played on for the Bulls.
Oh, he played for the Bulls. Okay.
Kirk Heinrich played. Boshi, he was a 3-point for Kansas in the 90s. Just boom, boom, boom. He didn't make it, so he didn't make it to the NBA. So.
Wow. 3-point guy didn't make it? Yeah, that's kind of messed up. How does a 3-point guy not make it?
I'm going to back out of here. I'll see you guys later.
All righty. Thanks. All right.
Take care.
I'm going to.
Kurt, we didn't see your station, Kurt. Where are you going?
Yes, you did see my station.
We did?
Yep.
Yep, you did.
Yep. I missed that.
Yeah, it's just it's not nearly as impressive as what I saw here, though. I'll tell you.
No. But hey, you still get on the air. That's all that matters.
Right?
Yeah. As soon as I fix my antenna.
You got to do it. You got to do it now. We got a contest tomorrow. Let's go.
Good night, gentlemen. It's been fun. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Kurt.
Bye. Good night, Kurt.
For account security purposes, callers will be asked to verify one of the following: full account number or social security number.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
I ain't giving my social security number.
Somebody's calling the Social Security Administration.
Can I turn this up?
We should probably close the net. What do you
maybe
think?
Maybe that's buried. It's calling the Social Security Administration.
Well, you know, I saw him, but then he disappeared. So I'm not sure what happened there. But
yeah. Well, hey Eric, you're close. You're close enough with some of the guys. They get on. What's it? 3702.
Yeah.
In the morning. When,
3702 every morning at 8:30.
Hey guys, I'm gonna go eat my dinner. So it's been
all right.
A slice.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, CJ.
Wait a minute, was that 3702 at 8:30 in the morning Central?
Eric, second the motion.
Second, third, fourth.
This is George. This is George. I'll second the motion.
Hey George, tell us what's going on with you, George.
Oh, that's another good question. just enjoying myself here, and I had a nice time seeing everybody on the video tonight. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.
Okay, George. Good to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
Jim, George, your shack is kind of dark there.
It's classified.
Oh, okay, now I understand.
All right, you guys. I'm going to go have dinner.
Yeah, Jim, can I say something before we
Go ahead. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, well, you know, I heard a number of comments about not liking the, you know, the new plaques that the ARL has come up with. If you're not happy about it, by all means, let the league know. You know, send them an email, send them a letter, or whatever, but let them know you don't like the new plaques, because when they made the change from the old plaques to the new, they did not make that
what is your name?
For financial reasons. Michelle? It doesn't cost any more to do it the old way than the new.
And the thing is, I would think people would be willing to pay extra to get a real plaque.
Yeah, so when it's not necessary, it doesn't cost
anymore. Why did they change?
I want to file a complaint against an employee.
What the hell is that all about?
That's it.
That's probably me. He's got his audio open.
Hey, Dean, are you still here? Hey, Dean, can I give you a call in about 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I called to.
I'm going to bail out you guys.
Okay. Right.
Thanks, guys. It was great. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry. We'll put that into the record. Contact ARL about the plaques.
My name is George Armstrong.
The shitty plaques.
We're done.
Thanks, you guys. Great meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, and, Jim.
Good weekend.
Thanks, Jim.
If you want to put up with my shit.
Take care. Good night, you guys.
And CJ, call me when you get a chance.
Okay, I will, Mel. I will.
It doesn't have to be today. Don't worry. It's not an emergency. Okay?
We'll get you set up with Riddy before the Riddy contest starts.
Great. Okay. Good enough.
Yeah, that's tomorrow there, big guy.
I know. So it'll be set up.
Okay, don't worry about it. Okay, we'll try. If we don't make it, then we don't. And it's not the world going to end. Thank you very much.
No. Are you a SMC member?
No.
Yeah, okay, you need to be.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Come on! We'll get you set up.
So. Okay, good enough.
All okay, right.
So I'm going to bail out too then. Everybody else is going.
Yep, I got to run, so.
I got to go buy one of those $1,500 toilets.
I'm pretty sure my neighbor probably has one and I'm just interfering with it. So it's like, oops. So, yeah, Eric and whoever's still on.
Oh!
Hey. That's what I operate with.
Hey, CJ, question.
Yeah.
Can I have N1 and my M plus up with two different contests, like the NAQP Riddy and then the CQBHF? Is that possible or no?
You can't do it on the same computer. You'd have to do it on separate computers.
Two separate computers. Yeah, okay. So what I'm thinking is I'm just going to have write log up without any kind of COM ports set up and then just log the RIDI contest that way and then have the other, have N1MM for CQVHF.
Yeah, you have to do it with two computers.
Yeah.
At that point, because it's, yeah.
Too confusing. Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks. We'll work you tomorrow. When are you going to change your call? When that you get that W9CJ call?
Nah. I'm going to stick with WT2P until I die.
You're like Barry. You're like a two-lander in nine-land. You're confused.
Well, and the funny thing is I'm talking to Kermit because there's a job opening at Edelboro HQ for like a contest assistant.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, they're not going to pay you enough money.
Yeah, what was it? Probably like $30,000 or something?
It's like $19 an hour at the maximum end of the range.
Yeah, but was it 40 hours a week or whatever?
Yeah.
No, still that's what, $800 a week? Something like that?
When you go from making like $97,000 a year to that,
yeah,
and then you're moving into a high cost, high tax state, it's like
that's about $40,000 a year if they pay you for vacation time. Yeah, that's like a 60% pay cut then for you.
If worse comes to worse. Some money's better than none, but.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You got to ask him. Can you live at W1AW? And then that would seal the deal.
Yeah,
you can't pay for housing on that salary, so I have to live at W1AW. If you could do, if you can make that work, then we got a deal.
If I could live at W1AW and be like, all right, you have your little bulletins and all that stuff, but I'm contesting from W1A.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have it written in there. You're contesting radios preempts any kind of W1AW broadcast. So they can make that happen. It's a done deal.
You know, they ain't going to make that happen.
No, I'm just pulling you away.
Hey, CJ, you have a good night. Hopefully, we'll work you tomorrow.
When are you headed off to? When you head back off to North Carolina?
Virginia.
In
about 2 weeks, August 1st.
Well, still be safe.
Yeah, thanks.
You got a lot of fucking nuts even here in the United States. So,
I'm going to take that 220 setup and do a rover on my way out, because that's the weekend of the 220 plus contest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then when I finally get to the hotel in West Virginia, I can do that remote ham radio for the NHUP CW.
Nice.
That just means I'm a basket case, that's all.
No. I'm doing remote stuff now. It's actually pretty cool. Okay. Yeah, the iPad that I'm on right now with Zoom, I bought it so that I could connect to the Flex. And I've done remote FTA. I made like 11 contacts. And I was just, the SIM card for just data only on my phone plan. I put it in, set it up, and I sat out on the back deck and I made 11 contacts, not through Wi-Fi, but through the cellular network going back into this radio.
Oh, you would think there'd be some too much latency with that, but.
It's not.
Hmm. Well, I guess it covers voice, so I guess it should be.
I've done CWT's remote from the office in downtown Chicago.
Right. I remember you were even doing it once on the train, I think.
On the train, yes. Right when you get to Hinsdale, you better stop transmitting because you're
going to lose it. You go underneath the tunnel or something?
No, it's a dead zone. So
oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, big guy. Hopefully we'll work. Are you going to be on two tomorrow?
I will. What I'll do is I will try to have like. Maybe what I'll do is I'll put the iPad on too.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then just monitor.
Right. There won't be as much activity on two.
I'm going to try to focus on NAQP Ready because it's important for the club.
Oh, okay. What's your goals? QSO goals?
At this point, I don't know.
You need some motivation there, big guy. 500.
I can make 500. All right, that's a goal.
That's a goal there. And that's the primary goal. Secondary goal is 750, okay? I just put the hammer down for you.
Well, I got to write it down now.
Yeah, put that in front of your shack there so you remember.
Holy cow. 500 and 750.
Hey, man, when you're a big-time contester like you are, you got to wear the big pants.
Well, I mean, it's hard even doing. Like, I had 1,200 with WPXCW, but that was – using high power, and it's just because there's more people on the air.
Yeah. It will be interesting to see how the participation is on Ready, because man, you go listen on the band sometimes, you can't find any Ready. I finally got the micro keyer thing working for FT8, so I figured, well, okay, yeah, maybe it'll work for Ready now. And I said, I want to go find somebody on Ready. And I think I checked 20 and 15. There was nobody there. I said, oh, that was during one of those Tuesday, Thursday deals, too, at noon to 2 or something like that. They have it.
No. On Thursdays, they have the Ready Sprints. And that's at –
That's in the evening.
Yeah, it's in the evening. Yeah, I don't know about anybody having –
they got something else from like noon to 2. Tuesdays and Thursdays, but there was nobody on, so I guess they don't really have it.
If they're...
Yeah.
I didn't have all the contests.
Yeah, if nobody gets on, there's no contest.
Well, the CWTs are very consistent.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You'll look at you'll look at the CW sub band, and then
yeah, there's a lot there.
Ding, the whole thing lights up. Yeah. I'm